This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Heavy to extremely heavy rain forecast in several provinces as monsoon intensifies across the country. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of flash flood risk in rivers across several districts. Many highways affected by rain as landslide trigger road closures and night travel restrictions. 8 people killed and 62 injured in Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian warehouses, and Spain and Argentina clash in World Cup final tonight as England finished third. Now the news in detail. The influence of the monsoon has intensified across the country, with the Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasting widespread rainfall and heavy to extremely heavy downfalls in several provinces. The division said most parts of the country will remain generally to fully cloudy today and tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected in many areas, while snowfall is also likely in some high altitude regions. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is forecast for parts of Koshi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces, with some areas facing the risk of extremely heavy rain. Madhya and Bagmati provinces are also likely to receive heavy rainfall in some places. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged the public to remain alert, warning of an increased risk of flash floods, landslides, inundation, debris flow and riverbank erosion due to the expected heavy rainfall. Likewise, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the public to remain vigilant, warning of an increased risk of flash floods in rivers and streams across several parts of the country. The department said rising water levels are expected in small rivers flowing through districts including Japa, Morang, Sunsari, Sindhupalso, Kabriplanso, Kathmandu, Chitwan, Kaski, Baglung, Dang, Baki, Burdia, Kailali and Kanchanpur, among others. However, it said the water levels of major rivers including Koshi, Narali, Bagmati, Karnali and Mahakali, as well as their tributaries, remain below the danger level. Authorities have urged people living near rivers and streams to stay alert and follow official advisories. Meanwhile, continuous rainfall has disrupted highways across several parts of the country, triggering floods and landslides that have blocked roads and led to nighttime traffic restrictions. According to Nepal Police, all vehicles are prohibited from using the Khurkot Nepal Thok Katunji section of the BP Highway between 6 p.m. and 4 a.m. until further notice due to risk of flooding. The Kanti Highway is also closed to all traffic from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Mechi Highway in Ilam has been blocked after the road turned muddy, while falling rocks have closed the Salzhandi Dhurpatan Road in Argakati. A landslide has also halted traffic along the Kaligandaki corridor in Baglung. Meanwhile, the Aranika Highway rather in Sindhupalchuk and several sections of the BP Highway in Kabriplanchuk remain completely blocked due to landslides and debris. Authorities have urged travelers to check road conditions before setting out and avoid unnecessary travel during adverse weather. Meantime, the government has said vehicles will be allowed to operate in monsoon-affected districts only after disaster risks are assessed. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has stepped up preparedness following forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall in 21 districts across the country. Acting Chief Executive Officer Pradeep Kumar Kirala said restrictions on vehicle movement in high-risk areas have been imposed to ensure public safety. He said authorities will assess weather and road conditions before allowing traffic to resume. The authority said it is coordinating with security agencies, local administrations and the Department of Roads and has urged the public to follow official weather and road updates, avoid unnecessary travel in high-risk areas and comply with the instructions of local authorities and security personnel. The Prime Minister's delivery unit has begun operations to strengthen the implementation and monitoring of the government's national commitments, priority programs, and major development projects. Established under the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the unit is expected to improve coordination among government agencies and help resolve bottlenecks affecting priority projects. Office spokesperson Hemraj Aryal said the unit will monitor progress on government policies, development projects, and the 18-point national commitments, while enhancing coordination among ministries. He said the mechanism will ensure effective policy implementation, measure results in real time, and report directly to Prime Minister Balendra Shah. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 8 people have been killed and 62 others injured after Ukrainian drones struck 2 warehouses owned by Russia's largest oil retailer, Wildberries. The BBC cited Russian officials as saying 7 people were killed and 25 injured in the city of Tambov, about 475 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Another person was killed and 37 others injured at a Wildberries warehouse in Elektrostal in the Moscow region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the strikes targeted major logistic facilities allegedly used to supply sanctioned components for drone production and navigation equipment. He also said Ukrainian forces carried out strikes on targets in the Sea of Azov, the Black Sea, and Russian annexed Crimea, rather. 2 U.S. service members have been killed and another remains missing following Iranian ballistic missile and drone attacks in Jordan, according to the U.S. Central Command. The command said 4 other U.S. personnel were evacuated to hospitals in Jordan for treatment but have since been discharged, while those with minor injuries have returned to duty. The identities of the 2 personnel killed have not been released. In response, the United States launched another round of airstrikes on Iran on Saturday night under the direction of President Donald Trump. The U.S. Central Command said the strikes targeted Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz and were also intended to punish Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps forces accused of carrying out the attacks in Jordan. Now, sports update. Spain and Argentina will meet in the FIFA World Cup 2026 final tonight, with kickoff scheduled for 12:45 a.m. Nepal Standard Time. The finalists booked their places after Spain defeated France by 2-0 in the semi-finals, while Argentina aced England by 2-1 to raise the title match. Meanwhile, England claimed their third place after defeating France by 6-4 in a thrilling third-place playoff. Bukayo Saka scored a hat-trick as England secured the bronze medal in a 10-goal contest. The World Cup champions will be crowned after tonight's highly anticipated final between Spain and Argentina. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Heavy to extremely heavy rain forecast in several provinces as monsoon intensifies across the country. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of flash flood risk in rivers across several districts. Many highways affected by rain as landslides trigger road closures and night travel restrictions. 8 people killed and 62 injured in Ukrainian drone strikes on Russian warehouses. And Spain and Argentina clash in World Cup final tonight as England finished third. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.